91.5 WMFO
this
Medford.
Is Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Greetings, Professor Baldwin.
Welcome to the final time travel with Chris Earle, here with you till 7 p.m.
So, Marty, I now say farewell and wish you Godspeed. You've been a good, kind, and loyal friend to me, and you made a real difference in my life. I will always treasure our relationship and think on you with fond memories, warm feelings, and a special place in my heart. Your friend in time, Doc M&L Brown, September 1st, 1885. I never knew I could write anything so touching.
No, Doc, it's beautiful.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome to the final time travel with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m. It's kind of a best of, little sound collage for you. Got some surprises for you. I hope you enjoy it. Here's Prince.
You might have heard it on the news this morning. Congratulations, new star is born. Santa's shadow grows to a thorn. But there ain't no fury like a woman scorned.
Time travelers, happy 2018. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's time travel with Chris Earle here with you from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You can listen live on the iTunes, the Windows Media, your SoundCloud, your Spotify maybe, who knows. Well, if you're listening to it now, you already made it. Good for you. It's WMFO.org on the internet. It's Time Travel with Chris Searle is the group on Facebook. The number is 855-915-WMFO. Time Travel is here with you every week from Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. My name is Chris Searle, going into its 10th year. Time Travel, 855-915-WMFO. Thanks. Start the show.
Starts with the letter C. Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C, but it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C!
That's pretty good. I love that. I got a surprise guest. Winston Kidd showed up into the studio. How you doing, Winston?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing. 10 years. I'm doing well.
Decade.
Yeah, 10 years, man. Do I look older?
You look a lot furrier.
I was looking at all this stuff. You know, it's been an interesting week. I am much furrier, and I'm going to continue to be furry because I'm going to trim it up. I think. You know, I got a few things coming up, a few interviews I have to do, so I got to trim it up a little bit. But right now, I'm rustic. I figured it goes in with the weather. As soon as it stops snowing, yeah, then the beard will come off. As soon as it stops snowing. But yeah, it's been wild, man. It's been wild. 10 years, I was looking at all this stuff. I mean, like 700 shows, over 200 guests. You were on quite a few of the shows. You got to be on at least a couple dozen.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of bittersweet, but it's fun. I mean, it was kind of fun looking over all this stuff and seeing all the things that, seeing all the people that were on, all the things he did and the different shows. It was cool.
So back when you did your very first show.
Yeah.
What was it that you thought time travel could become, or what did you want it to become? And how did that pan out?
Well, I thought, well, I'm going to do some things from year to year. Time travel, of course, well, you know, it was a one-liner joke. It was actually a two-minute joke I had doing stand-up, and then it turned down to about a minute, and then half a minute, and then just one line, which was a lot of people are talking about time travel. And then I would just jump into the next joke. So I thought, well, I'm going to use that as the title, And I'll jump around from year to year, talk about news, talk about music, talk about movies. And what it came down to was having a lot of comics in, friends and family, and some musicians over time. And most of it became a love of music. You know, I'd have people pick yeah. 5 to 7 songs. And we'd jump around from year to year. And then when I was doing my own solo shows, I started doing themes. It's become kind of a theme thing the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been a working project. But I think I got it down to a science when it came down to it toward the end.
Well, but, I mean, every show that you and I, you've had me on has been a lot of fun, and it's all gone pretty smooth.
Yeah.
A lot of good laughs.
Yeah, a lot of good laughs. We had, you were in on the Thanksgiving show, the Christmas show. We did a very warm, like, disco night. It was like July.
Oh, yeah.
Super hot on a Friday night. And I was substituting for another DJ here. And we were playing all disco songs.
Oh, yeah. Rolls Royce.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. So, yeah, the 10-year... And I was looking at the photos, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know what? I had better skin. That's the one thing you notice when you age. You do really have better skin.
Yeah, you do. That's the big thing right there that everybody notices.
Yeah. It's like you have a little bit... It's more rubbery, I guess. So you have a glow about you.
Yeah.
I notice, you know?
It's not as ruddy. Not as weather-beaten.
Uh-huh.
You know, particularly in this environment.
The skin isn't sopping up all the alcohol from late-night shows. Yeah, but yeah, I'm glad you came in. This is cool. So it's a surprise from Winston Kidd here, and got a nice playlist of stuff coming in. I'm calling part of this The Day the Laughter Died, Part 3, live at Lou's in 2007.
Lou's was great.
I got a segment of about 10 minutes or so of people doing... This was the show where a comic was doing another comic's material.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which turned out to be brilliant. And it was so funny.
But that was the one where we were doing another comic who was there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the person went up and they did their set. And then what I did was I said, okay, let's have a minute of so-and-so as performed by so-and-so.
Yep.
And so everybody kind of roasted one another and got down to either the core of what that comic's set was or what their personality was or just mimicked them. And it turned out to be a lot of fun. I wish we had done it a couple times. And you know how open mics are. It's like when you have, and there are a few audience members there. Dave Cormier is there, and Allison's there. A number of other members were there. But when you have a majority of comics, you're really trying to make the other comics laugh.
Right. Right.
You know, and it really turns into like one of those, you know, open mic shows that's a notch above open mic. You know, it's a notch above because everybody had a good time still talking about it 10 years later, you know, 11 years later. So I have a whole bunch of other stuff on here. And I have coming up next, I have a little PSA from our friend Stash. And then I have something special for him from the times that he was on. He popped in for about 4 or 5 time travels here, maybe even more.
Stash.
Over time. So here's a PSA from Stash, and then a little bit from The Prisoner here on Time Travel.
Friends, do you remember standing in front of the mirror before you go to Narcissus? Slicking back your hair, getting your white shirt on, and knowing that you would go down to Kenmore Square, down there, play the Gap Band in your tape deck. I love it, I miss it, the Gap Band. On WMFO with Chris Earle, Time Travel, I'm Agent Stash. I love you, Peter.
Good people, it is my pleasure to present to you the one and only number 6.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Is it? century Bastille that pretends to be a pocket democracy. Why don't you put us all into solitary confinement until you get what you're after and have done with it?
That's enough! I call this meeting to order!
Look at them. Brainwashed imbeciles. Can you laugh? Can you cry? Can you think? Is this what they did to you? Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after? In your heads must still be the remnant of a brain. In your hearts must still be the desire to be a human being again.
This is a most serious breach of etiquette. I'd imagine your desire to stand for election was genuine.
I assure you, no matter what significance you may hold for me, to the village and its committee, you are merely citizen number 6 who has to be tolerated, and if necessary, shaped to fit.
Best of time travel here with you till 7 p.m.
You got a lot I knew. I say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. You got a lot I knew to say you got a helping hand to lend. Just want to be on the side that's willing. You say not like that. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with the one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with? You always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck. But you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? Good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand it's not my could stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know
sexually transmitted diseases. An update. Syphilis and gonorrhea, the old standbys, are still a threat. Last year, there were 40,000 new cases of syphilis in the United States and about 3 million new cases of gonorrhea. Meanwhile, chlamydia has become America's fastest-growing sexually transmitted disease. Untreated, chlamydia produces sterility in both men and women. Like syphilis and gonorrhea, chlamydia can be cured. Genital herpes now afflicts one of every 10 Americans with its painful eruptions of sores. There is still no cure for genital herpes. And the AIDS virus continues to spread. It now appears to be moving into the general population. At present, there is still no cure for AIDS. The best defense against STDs? First, don't choose your sex partners casually. Second, get tested. Third, get treated. Fourth, refrain from sex with many different persons or with anonymous partners. This update on sexually transmitted diseases is a public service of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Quitting time! Quitting time!
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Time travel with Chris Earle.
Honey, is there any place that you would like to eat? I know a coffee shop down on 52nd Street. And I don't need no fancy food and I don't need no fancy wine. And the show don't need tears you cry.
till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time we say goodbye. I've been thinking of you. Street ain't a very likely place for you and I to meet. Watching the snow swirl around your head, around your feet, and I'm thinking to myself, it surely looks a treat. Till the next
got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
A cloud of dust and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Hi-Yo Silver, away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
I always love that one. Patsy Cline in the background. I'm here with Winston Kidd.
Yo-ho.
Officially the final guest of Time Travel.
Yay.
My first guest was Terrence. Terrence Joyce. He came in for quite a few. And Winston, you did quite a few. My dad did quite a few, too. He turned out to be a pretty interesting guest. Patsy Cline in the background. I actually had my I had a clip from my grandmother preceding this, but I wasn't able to transfer over all the stuff in time. So technical difficulties every week here for the last 10 years. Why change anything for the last show?
Not the same technical difficulties. They're different. But,
yeah.
You know.
It was basically my grandmother saying, "Hi, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for your message. I love you." And I thought that was cool, so I was going to put that on the last show, but... It's all right. I played it once before. It's out there on the internet. It'll be out there forever.
I think one of the best ones was the message from your dad.
Which one?
About how long your answering machine message was because it ticked over to another minute.
Yeah, he was upset that he had to use another minute. Right, on his phone. Yeah. Yeah, for a while I did the Paul's Calls. I got something special with my dad today. Have you heard what I did with the Lionel Richie and dad mashup?
No.
When he calls me?
No.
So he thinks he's talking to me, but he's really on my voicemail. So he leaves a giant long message on my voicemail. It goes on for about 3 minutes. So what I did is when I was here doing time travel, I decided to mash it up with Lionel Richie with Hello, because my dad says hello a whole bunch of times. So I think I'll skip ahead and we'll do that before we do Lou's Place here. So in the background again, Patsy Cline. Yeah, let me find that for you. So this came out in the 50s. She was pretty amazing, Patsy Cline. You ever listen to any of her stuff? Hank Williams or Patsy Cline, like the early country?
I've listened to it, but not intentionally.
Well, that's one of the things that I enjoyed about the show, was I actually did a lot of research, and I found a whole bunch of music, you know, from 20, 30, 40 years, even turn of the century, and I learned a lot about the human condition, where pretty much we are all exactly the same as we were 80 years ago, 100 years ago. They all talk about heartache, they all talk about needing money, you know, all talk about things that were wrong, you know, blue collar versus white collar, all that stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty wild. So, I mean, that part of it was really fun to research. So let me play this little bit for you of Paul Earle calling in to me, trying to find me. Let me see. This is pretty good. In the meantime, here's Frank Leonard.
This apple made by Frank Leonard. Dear Mother, I am feeling well and hope to hear the same from you. I have not received one card or letter yet, and please write. I am going to bring apples home, and I am bathing every day. I am getting good meals, and I sleep every night very soundly. I am very tanned. I will be home next Tuesday. Regards from all, from your loving son. To be or not to be, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against a sea of trouble, say, this Hamlet was a talkative mug, wasn't he? I wouldn't get all this tackle in my nut in a year.
You there, Chris? Hello?
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 I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. Cause I wonder where you are.
You there, Chris? Hello.
And I wonder what you do.
Hello? Hello?
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Or is someone loving you?
Hello? Hey there?
Tell me how
Chris.
To win your heart.
Yeah.
For I haven't got a clue. But let
Hello?
Me start by
saying work?
I love you.
How you doing? I got your message. Yeah, I mean, what happened was there's a little dial switch on the dashboard. And you're in, are you there?
Hello?
You there, Chris? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? You there? Chris?
Yeah.
Are you waiting?
Feeling
the answer? Lonely?
Hello?
You?
Thing at work?
Tell me how to win your heart. For I have
you there?
Hello?
You there, Chris? Hello?
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 Hello, this is Saul Rosenberg. I was listening to WMFO, and one of my ears fell off. I need help. Help. Oh, that's my other ear. Hello? I was listening to WMFO, and my ear fell off. Just one of them, but I still need help. I have my shoes and my glasses, so I have them. Okay.
Baby, yes, let me see your lovely titties back. Take these beads from round my neck and flash that pretty pair. Oh, let me see, oh, let him see your titties back. I bet all the tea in China you're not a babe who stuffs. So undo the hooks behind you and let this poor boy see them in the bud. I just wanna see,
yep, I wanna
your titties bare.
Yep, I wanna cup of mama.
Pull that blouse up to cup your neck, reveal yep, the treasure there. Oh, let me see,
oh, let him see
your titties bare.
Yep, I wanna what for zombies.
Oh, baby, yep, let me see your mounds yep, of milky white. Some humdingers you've got there, they jiggle yep, left and right. Oh, let me see,
let him see
all titties bare.
Yep, I wanna what for zombies.
I don't need to see vagina. I don't have beads enough. I'm sure there is none that's finer. But I just can't afford your lovely mouth. I just wanna see
yep, I wanna
your titties bare.
Yep, I wanna cup of mama.
Hike that blouse up to your neck and give the twins a man. Oh, let me see,
oh, let him see
your titties bare.
Yep, I wanna.
Oh, let me see,
oh, let him see your titties bare.
I just wanna see your titties bare.
Thanks, Rick Cormier.
Very nice,
Rick Cormier. Talking about titties bare. And now a minute of Rick Cormier as performed by his brother, Dave Cormier, everybody. Come on up here, Dave. 1 minute of Dave Cormier performing Rick Cormier. Dave Cormier, everybody, coming to the stage.
Want to see your titties bare? Where was it?
When he was a kid.
Oh, you're talking about who's the word tonight is nappy headed hoe. Brother Rick came home with a nappy headed hoe. Growing up in Roxbury, how old were you? 8. Brought a little black home, little black girl home. Said, Bob, meet my girlfriend. 10.
I was 8 before I was 10.
Oh, I can't do Rick. Not now. You got me under the gun. I'm not ready.
Were you the good-looking baby?
Yes. Out of 6. Yes. I tell you what, though, all the stuff going on with all the priests and everything, you know, they shouldn't blame the priests, because most of them started out as choir boys, and they just got sucked into it.
Dave Cormier, everybody. Dave Cormier. Doing Rick Cormier. Here's a phrase you'll never hear a man say. I'll meet you at Lou's place and we'll have sex on the ice.
Friends.
Winston Kidd is Sandy Asai. Winston Kidd doing Sandy Asai. Here comes Winston Kidd is Sandy Asai.
Hi. Hi. Oh, I can't do this joke. All right, I'll do it. I was talking to Winston Kidd at the bar, and he said he liked pussy, and I said, you're not a nice guy. And then it's like, if you collect things, you know, like, you guys like to collect, like, baseball cards, and then Angelina Jolie likes to collect the entire collection of human species of the entire Rainbow Coalition she's starting herself. Okay.
Steve Albert as Winston Kidd, everybody. A minute of Winston Kidd is performed by Steve Albert.
Herb?
Hi, I'm Winston Kidd. I work for NASA. And to counterbalance that, I tell phone sex jokes above a hockey rink. I'm Winston Kidd. Thank you.
Now Winston Kidd as performed by Chris Earle. So my name's Winston Kidd. Recently got divorced. My ex-wife went out and she did cosmetic surgery. Eyes, ears, neck, throat. It was like the big dig of cosmetic surgery. Then they moved the lane restriction on the tunnel. And then the tunnel caved in on her. I went home, watched pornographic Espanol, and I died a very, very happy man. Winston Kidd. Tony Moschetto doing Brian Freer. Tony Moschetto doing Brian Freer. 1 minute of Brian Freer, everybody.
Brian Freer.
I'm the headline of Brian Freer.
Hi. Hi, I'm Brian Freer. Hi. I'm gay. I'm a scientist who likes to watch small boys at schoolyards. Listerine and semen. I wrote that joke after I blew Dave Cormier. I'm just kidding. I blew Chris Earle. All right, thank you.
Tony Moschetto, done by Sandy Asai.
I was in a... Tony wouldn't do this. So. It was a fresh... I was in a gang on the beach. We call ourselves the Flip Flops. Yeah. I can sense when the tie's coming in, you know? When the beach ball's coming up my way. Where two chicks in a bikini is going to start making out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
I want to be on National Council for Pork.
The other way.
Know why? It's the other way. Fuck that, if it's the white meat.
Wow. Sorry.
You know what you can get from pork? You can get pork loin, pork chops, porky neck, pork balls, pork pussy. Sky's the limit with a pig. You know what you can get from chicken? That's right, jackass, chicken. Some kind of flu. That's it. Then what's the slogan? I forget that part. What was that?
Pork. It's also a
pork. Pork.